1-877-847-6437 and make your voice heard.
Dr. John Barrasso, 24 years as an orthopedic surgeon in Casper, Wyoming. He was the president of the Wyoming Medical Society and Wyoming Physician of the Year, medical director of the Wyoming Health Fairs, and a Wyoming state senator for 5 years in the United States Senate, representing the state of Wyoming since June of 2007. So doctor and senator, not a usual combination for the backgrounds of these folks in the United States Senate, and particularly now with health care front and center. Wanted to get his opinion. Senator Barrasso, welcome to the program.
Great to be with you again. Thank you.
Thanks. Let me ask you, Senator, again, as this apparently we're coming to a head with tomorrow's vote of the Senate Finance Committee on the so-called Baucus bill, what are your thoughts at this moment?
Well, you know, what we know and what all your listeners know is that we are absolutely going to find ourselves in a situation where we're spending $1 trillion, where they're going to cut $500 billion from Medicare, the program that our seniors rely on, and that's to fund a whole new program. And they're going to raise taxes at least $400 billion. And it's also going to threaten the health care choices of millions of Americans who now have care that they like. So it's fascinating that they're going down this road, but they still are, and it is still not in any way a patient-centered approach to health care. I absolutely support health care reform. We need to do some things, but this is not it.
For instance, when you say patient-centered reform, Senator Barrasso, what do you mean?
Well, for 25 years, I've been the medical director of the Wyoming Health Fairs. Low-cost blood screenings for people, early detection, prevention of problems. You know, about half of all the money we spend in this country is on just 5% of the people, and those are people who eat too much, exercise too little, and smoke. And as a result, they develop high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, cancer. And so much of this, if we can just focus on those 5% of the people and give them the right incentives, as they've done with the Safeway Corporation, as they've done with Whole Foods, really involve people in the individual incisions. But these bills that we're looking at in the Senate, I mean, they have billions of dollars for sidewalks and jungle gyms and streetlights, but nothing to give an individual an incentive to stay healthy and then benefit with lower health care costs as a result.
There's sidewalks in the health bill?
In the health committee bill, it's $10 billion a year slush fund for contracts to build sidewalks, jungle gyms, and streetlights, hoping to encourage a community to exercise, but nothing at all to help an individual exercise. Kind of reminds you of the old midnight basketball.
It really does. I mean, the communities don't exercise. People do.
And I think you need to give incentives to individual people. And there are a lot of ways we can give incentives to people, but this does not do it. This is, to me, it's a government-forced insurance with their mandates, and it's going to be government-run insurance.
You have a particular perch, I think, Senator Barrasso, to comment on a topic involved in this, and that's whether or not reining in medical liability lawsuits would cut the deficit. Now, the CBO says it would by $54 billion over 10 years. That apparently has not gotten anybody, although it was published in the Washington Times, hasn't gotten anybody's attention in Washington in terms of amendments to the bill. Are we going, you know, the president kind of promised that we would have at least a look at this. Are we getting a real look at medical liability lawsuits?
Not in these bills, but you're right. Lawsuit abuse is a major problem. I'm still in Wyoming. Was at the Wyoming Medical Center today, the regional trauma center for the area, visiting with physicians, visiting with nurses, and visiting with patients. And across the board, they say absolutely we need to do something about lawsuit abuse. I think Howard Dean got it right when he said the reason it's not included in the bill is the Democrats don't want to take on the powerful lobby of the Trial Lawyers Association. So we know as physicians, and I practiced medicine for 25 years and took care of lots of families from all around Wyoming, doctors will tell you that they order tests that sometimes don't help the person get better, but they're just to protect themselves in case there's a suit so they can say, yes, I did this test. And a lot of these tests are expensive. I mean, I saw a young man today, a 2.5-year-old. He had bumped his head. His dad knew I was a doctor and said, hey, can you look at this young boy? And, you know, if they take him to the hospital, you absolutely can be assured in America in the year 2009 that young man is going to get a brain scan, going to get either an MRI, CAT scan, instead of what we did in the old days, which you just sent the parents home and said, you know, if it there's a little funny behavior, or they you know, seems a little sluggish, then bring him back. But right now there's a financial expense to that, but there's also a radiation expense. I mean, how much radiation are you going to put to a young child who's still growing and developing? So that's what's happening. So absolutely, there is huge savings. And you know, the president said, well, we'll have a couple of model programs, do a little test case study, and okay, they've done those things. Look at what happened in Texas when they got tort reform. Doctors have moved there in record numbers when they were having a hard time recruiting doctors. The malpractice rates have come down. All of the defensive medicine rates have come down. So it makes a big difference in the lives of people, and it will help recruit physicians. The expenses, I don't know how to put the price tag on, but I think that $50 billion sounds low.
John Barrasso with a senator and doctor. He's a Republican representing the state of Wyoming in the United States Senate. Now, Senator, this process, of course, has got a lot of Americans irritated. I think you might have heard me quote from that survey, 91% of Americans overall, and 83% of Democrats don't like the fact that they can't read the bill for 72 hours prior to action being taken on it, really don't like the fact that members of the Congress don't even read the bills they vote for or against, and want some accountability here and some changes in the integrity of this process. Are we going to make any headway here? Because I don't even have a Baucus bill.
Well, because they have a conceptual paper, but I haven't seen it, the final version yet. Either the HELP committee bill that they're going to have to blend together with the Baucus bill. People want to see these, and they want to also know what it's really going to cost. But I think Americans, you know, realize that you just can't trust Washington. You get a lot of Washington doublespeak. They're going to cut all this money from Medicare, but they're going to say services won't be cut. But I want to see a copy of the bill. You know, they just rushed through that so-called stimulus package back in February. Said nobody's going to go home until it's passed. And then they rushed through cap and trade in the House right before the 4th of July, said nobody's going to go home until this is passed. And then they threw 300 extra pages of amendments on at 3 in the morning, the day of the vote. Americans are tired of this.
Isn't this going to get crammed down our throats again, though?
I believe they're going to try. I believe they're absolutely going to try. But look, rather than forcing a bill through with limited support, maybe by one vote, they should keep working on this until they can get a bill that represents the opinion of most Americans.
I agree. All right,
Democrats have a 77-seat majority in the House, a 20-seat majority in the Senate, and they have to twist this many arms.
John Barrasso, thanks for being with us up against a hard break. I appreciate your time.
Here, Scott.
Live from Washington, you're listening to the Voice of Freedom, the Voice of Liberty, the Voice of the Nation.
This is Radio America.